As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This is Aorta, not Heart. The knockoff brand. As you're listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan, happy Tuesday to you two. Must be nice. Get your got your card ready for tonight? Ready to lock, stock, and, well, I'll stop there. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. What's on the menu for you guys tonight? You guys,
I don't know. I was just talking to my younger daughter. I think her and I are going to go out to dinner tonight. So
nice.
We're going, yeah. I don't know. What's
Applebee's?
No. Yes. No. I don't think my kid's ever been to Applebee's.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Let him get the chicken finger basket once.
If you're going for chicken fingers, you're going to Chili's, man.
Dairy
the chicken
Queen.
Crispers are the best there.
Chicken
the
crispers.
Dairy Queen's got good fingers, too, man.
Mm. Mac and cheese at Applebee's. Come on.
You want to keep going with the menu?
Just keep on going, yeah. I think it's a 2 for $25 now, but still a good deal.
Yeah, there you go.
The 2 for $25, yeah.
Yeah,
two for $25. I mean, they can microwave ribs with the best of them.
Do you like have her pick a place, you pick a place, then flip a coin?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if she just suggests, I don't
You're
care.
Like, please say Cava, please
well,
say Cava,
well,
please say Cava.
I wish she would say Cava. That would be good. Actually, I basically just suggest Cava and say that's where we're going.
She's never been there?
My younger Yeah, maybe she has. I'm trying to think if we've been there. I know my older daughter and I have.
So will the oldest go with mom to dinner? Younger
she's got
dad?
Team dinner tonight. It's Tuesdays. They do soccer dinners on Tuesdays.
Cool. Nice.
So they got that going
like
on.
Someone's house?
It's actually at the school in the faculty lounge back where the teachers smoke cigarettes. You know, I don't know if it was like that for you guys, but for us, you went into the teacher's room back in the day. It was a smoke show. And I'm not talking about the hot teachers. I'm talking about the teachers puffing on Salems, man.
No, we didn't
Sitting
have
back there burning menthols as the
not.
Day was long. And you'd have to go in there. Oh, I didn't know Miss Johnson smoked. And they're all in there. Do you need something as they're smoking out of the hole in their neck? I just was going to inhale the Dittos and the Whiteout, but I clearly am getting a secondhand smoke here. So, yeah, if you guys never had the old teacher's room where you had to go in, look for the teacher in the smoke-filled room, woo! They had to switch to the boiler room and smoke with the janitors.
That's where I'd be. Now, they just had, like, somebody's birthday cake on the table. Eating like ramen noodles, talking, gossip. We didn't have anybody smoke. Smokey wasn't allowed.
It wasn't allowed back then. But yeah, but when you're in, you know, you're going to school, 77, I was born to like 82, 83.
Yeah, for sure.
You're, I mean, oh yeah. They're just short of smoking in the classroom.
Bob's like, when we acted up, the principal swatted us on the ass
not
with the ruler.
Not quite, but we were told. I mean, if you went to the Catholic school in town, you got smacked on the,
Nuts.
Yeah, you better believe you did. But no, not at our school. But they were like, oh, back in our day, we would send a note that you could spank our children.
Well, wasn't Bud Lathrop like spanking kids
in
the 90s?
I
remember him at Raytown. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, you know, he spanks his
players. He had a ruler. I mean, there's a whole
like
story.
A paddle.
That's right. It was a paddle.
Yeah.
That's exactly
R.I.P.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bud Lathrop, one of the great coaches of all time and spankers. Yeah, it was spanking kids, man.
Someone from the text line says, someone please enlighten me on what is kava. So it's Mediterranean food, but in a setup like Chipotle.
Yeah, it's basically Chipotle Mediterranean. Yeah, you go in there and you get to choose whether all your stuff. It's right there in front of you. Go. I'm telling you, it is a fantastic place. I know Sean Barber's a big fan of kava, but that may be a spot tonight we go. I don't know. But usually it's like Chipotle or Chick-fil-A, you know, the standard how it is with kids.
Drive through or go in and eat?
If it's Chick-fil-A, probably the drive-through.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's everything else, probably go in and eat.
My problem is my Chick-fil-A doesn't make it home, and I live 5 minutes away. Mm. I'm like, well, it's hot. I better eat it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta keep that bag sealed until you get out of the parking lot.
It's the hardest thing to do, though. Like when you have those fries in there, and you're like, don't open it. Yeah. The heat's gonna get out.
There was an idiot that I went to college with, and he like would go get pizza and put it in the trunk of his car and drive home with the pizza in the trunk.
Well, the key now is you have to open the pizza box and slightly close it so that the air gets in so it cools it down.
Pizza's too hot for you. When was the last time you went and picked up your own pizza, though?
Like probably 3 weeks ago at Funhouse.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
They don't deliver.
It's been a minute, right? Since you actually went and picked up the pizza.
Yeah.
Because back in my day, when I was growing up, you didn't have anything delivered. That's how they were screwing you.
Mm-hmm.
With the charges, or
I don't know. Everybody in life was screwing us back then. It didn't matter. Don't go after that free lollipop. They're screwing you. They're gonna get you. How?
From the 913. This is maybe what they want—a threesome of mine. When are we gonna get you to try the 999 challenge, Dusty? Maybe do it from home with a couple of homegrown dogs.
Well,
I don't know if I could do it. Maybe like 9 Zins, 9 beers, and 9 like I don't know dogs. I don't know if I can eat 9 hot dogs.
9 hot dogs is
that's the hitter. That's
the 9 beers is the, I mean, I think both of those are terrible.
No, yeah. I think with the hot dogs, you got to do like 3 in the first inning, wait a few innings,
oh God,
knock down like 2. I'm doing these in chunks.
Ugh, I'm going to have chunks.
Yeah, no, I'm getting sick thinking about it. Really, 9 hot dogs topped off with 9 beers and 9 innings? Forget about it.
Bloated. Hold on. Somebody says in the text line, the new Chick-fil-A fries are bad. They have fries that are different than
waffle
fries?
They have new fries? I haven't seen the new Chick-fil-A fries. Last time we went, we got waffle fries. Why would you deviate?
Oh.
The waffle fry is the perfect surface area fry for everything. I mean, when you talk about, like, you know, cheese and bacon and all that kind of stuff melting on the fry, you got to have a waffle fry.
We changed our waffle pie.
Waffle pie?
Jerry back? Pretty much of the week, it was strawberry pie. Hell yeah, it was,
Jerry.
How was that pie, Jerry?
Waffle fry recipe. So they incorporated a coating of pea starch to enhance.
Yeah, you're out.
Crispiness.
Yeah, I'll get the mac and cheese until they go back.
Pea
I did not know that.
Starch.
And make them stay crispy longer. There it is.
Okay, I understand that. Like, but was somebody asking for this? It's like McDonald's coming in and we're changing our fry. No, we're not. We're not changing something that is really good. We're not messing with something that doesn't work.
Mm.
Why would you do that if you're Chick-fil-A? There's literally lines out your restaurant. I wouldn't change anything.
It's like McDonald's being like, we have gone to potato wedges. No,
no, no, no.
No.
I mean, look at Burger King. They change their fries every 6 months, like the music on this station. How is that working for Burger King?
Well, you get to have it your way. It's your rules.
Right. Okay, but I saw Burger King commercial yesterday, and I immediately went back to like high school. We got double cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers for 99 cents. It was like a deal, right? And so I'm thinking about those cheeseburgers. They were good back. When was the last time you got up in the morning and said, you know what? Burger King is where I'm going today. Does anybody wake up and think Burger King with all the commercials that they have?
Do you see the top text?
Burger King.
No, it says, Rob, quote, Chick-fil-A is now washed.
Oh, that's a good one. Tell you, Carrington, those fries are terrible. Chick-fil-A is washed. Yeah, Rob, you're absolutely right about that. I miss the old fries. They were better.
All right, what's your Tuesday threesome?
Oh, Chick-fil-A fries.
Chick-fil-A fries.
Yeah, barely. Yeah. I got cheese curds.
Ooh, okay.
A game at Petco Park. And an outfield bat that hits over 250.
Well. That's a tough threesome.
I didn't read these before, so that's the first time. That was fantastic. Where I'm going, man.
Are the cheese curds from Culver's?
It's Wisconsin week, man, with the draft in Green Bay. You know?
Yes.
So you're going curds?
Yeah. All right. I mean, Freddy's curds are good, but I feel so guilty eating those. Because every time I bite into them, it's like a gusher, but it's not fruit juice.
Oh, no, it's grease. It's grease, yeah.
It's like, yeah. You're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like,
but if they squeak, that's how you know they're fresh. Mm-hmm. You've got to have the squeaky curd.
Yeah, and Culver's, man, like, I mean, I'll get weird with those. Because they give you like 100. Like,
do you remember the first time you cheese curded? Because I do. It was at Bo's and Mine in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Mine was in Osceola.
And everybody talked about the cheese curds up there. And you went up there and you said, I'll take a side of cheese curds. And they came out in a basket. Mm-hmm. And that paper was full of grease. Mm. And then you look at yourself and you say, in what do I dip these? Is it a ketchup?
Well, Cole
is it
always
a tomato sauce?
Yeah.
Is it a ranch? Is it a barbecue? I mean, the number of dipping sauces for cheese curds is endless.
Culver's normally says you either eat them plain with ranch or marinara.
Ooh, marinara would be
see,
good.
See, that's kinda right. Like a, yeah. With the tomato yeah. sauce,
tomato
right?
Sauce. Yeah.
I always go ranch.
Plain, though, is great.
Plain could be good, but you have to sprinkle, loser. I think, like sea salt on top with a big grain of salt, you know?
I like that.
Put that on top.
And I don't know what it is, but I think the best cheese curd is that little tiny guy that's in the bottom. Yeah. It's just crispy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But that's not cheese. That's just dough.
No, but there's cheese in it. Man. It's just like cheese. A little tea.
It's a little extra.
Ball.
The leavens, the cheese curd leavens.
It's like when your mom or grandma used to make fried chicken and you'd get the little crispies out of the pan and eat them.
Those are always good. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you're going.
I'll take an outfield bat.
An outfield bat.
I'll
really?
Take an outfield bat.
I mean, hitting 250 today's league's got tough.
Yeah. Hell yeah. The average is what, 240?
Nice.
Is that what the average hitter's hitting in baseball? Good Lord, they suck. I mean, seriously, 240 is the average big league average right now? That blows. That's not interesting.
He's doing due diligence on typing in, what's the average batting average for a major league baseball
player?
And
Google's like, well, typically the player's around 250. I'm like, no, I want to know what right now, is today. It right now. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll find it later.
But I mean, come on. It's around 250. Mm.
So which one do you choose?
Curves? The game at Petco Park.
Yeah. That'd be a cool view.
It's awesome.
Would you go see Paul Skeens?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I mean, is he playing against the Padres? So that's
sick.
Right now it is 237.
Oh, God.
And on that note, we'll talk about the Royals on the other side, or will we?